Good morning. Welcome to Main Street United Methodist Church. Would you please stand and go across the aisle or speak to the people in front of you or behind you as you pass the peace of God? Now, if you will please be seated, we would like to prepare our hearts and minds for our worship service by singing our hymn of preparation, which you will find on the top inside of your bulletin. Two very important announcements that are not in your bulletin. If you have a pen handy, or you can use the pencil that's off of your registration pads that you're passing. The first one is that on December the 11th at 4 o'clock, there's going to be an administrative council meeting in the Trinity class. That's very important. On December the 11th at 4 o'clock, you need to have 2 weeks' notice before the meeting is going to be held. So here's your first week's notice. December the 11th at 4 p.m. in the Administrative Council in the Trinity classroom. The second item that is not in your bulletin is that the results, Carl Kelly, the chair of the Administrative Council, and Carol Harley have gone through and they've gotten the results of the church meeting that we held, and those results will be coming to you in the mail. So keep your eyes open. I know a lot of us look at things and we see things coming and we say, oh, that's just a piece of junk mail, and we toss it. So be careful. Don't toss things without looking at them carefully. You will be getting the results in the mail. I would like to call your attention to a couple of other announcements. As usual, I ask you please read your bulletin because there's a lot of information in there. We're beginning the busiest season of the church year. And one thing that might not be picked up, you might not notice, is at the very bottom of the page, we're going to have a Name the New newsletter. There's going to be a new newsletter coming out, and we want you to provide a name for it. So if you will read that at the bottom of the page, that would be helpful. And one other item that you might want to note, Main Streeters Christmas dinner that is going to be held December the 1st. In the fellowship hall, and then for the program will be the Carolina Bronze performance here in the sanctuary. If you would like to come to that meeting, if you and dinner, you may make your reservations by putting your name on the registration pad that comes down the aisle and star that you're coming for the Main Streeters dinner, and you will have one or two people because they need to know for the caterer so that there will be enough food for everybody. So please either call the church office or fill in the registration pad that goes through that you want to come and give us the number for it. I also want to call your attention to the crisis shelter for women and children that Main Street will run again this next year. We will open beginning December the 1st when the temperature, according to the Index Journal, hits 40 degrees or below. So we would really like to have your help, either providing a meal or helping with intake or doing the breakfast or supper, or if you're willing to spend the night. We would like to have as much help as we can so that it really doesn't become a burden for anybody if we have enough volunteers. Now, let us continue to prepare our hearts and minds for our worship service as the acolytes enter with the light of Christ.
Will all who are able please stand and join in this morning's call to worship? Come, let us go in gladness to the house of the Lord. To you, O Lord, we lift up our souls. In you we trust, O our God.
Thank you. Let us join together in praying the prayer of invocation as found in your bulletin. Merciful God, you are our light and our hope. Come to us in our worry and distress. Drive away our fear. Come to rule the world with your truth and grace. Guide the nations to reflect the glories of your justice and love. Make us ready to observe the birth of the Prince of Peace, that we may work always for the coming of your perfect peace. In the name of Christ our Savior. Amen. And let us join together in our affirmation of faith. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is one true church, apostolic and universal, whose holy faith let us now declare. We believe in God the Father, infinite in wisdom, power, and love, whose mercy is over all his works, and whose will is ever directed to his children's good. We believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God and Son of Man, the gift of the Father's unfailing grace, and the promise of our deliverance from sin and death. We believe in the Holy Spirit as a divine presence in our lives, whereby we are kept in perpetual remembrance of the truth of Christ and find strength and help in time of need. We believe that this faith should manifest itself in the service of love, as set forth in the example of our blessed Lord, to the end that the kingdom of God may come upon the earth. Amen. Glory be.
Each Sunday of Advent, we light candles as signs of the light of the world coming into a world full of shadows. Today we light the first candle of Advent, the candle of hope, and we begin to wait. We are looking forward to something special. What can it be? When is it going to happen? When we light this candle, we watch, wait, and hope. This candle reminds us that the prophet Isaiah was longing for God's presence too. It reminds us that the people in the early church were also longing for God's presence. This candle is a symbol for our own longing for God to be with us. We wait and hope for God to surprise us and break into our lives. Come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Let this light shine so that we may remember to bring the light of Jesus' presence to all people. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become the children of the light. Come, let us walk in the light of the Lord.
The Old Testament reading for today comes from the 64th chapter of Isaiah, verses 1 through 9. Listen now for a reading from God's Word. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence, as when the fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, so that the nations might tremble in your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down, the mountains quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God beside you who works for those who wait for him. You meet those who gladly do right, those who remember you in your ways. But you were angry, and we sinned. Because you hid yourself, we transgressed. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like filthy cloth. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. There is no one who calls on your name or attempts to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us into the hand of our iniquity. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord, and do not remember iniquity forever. Now consider this. We are all your people. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Today's gospel lesson is from the gospel according to Mark, chapter 13, verses 24 through 37. Please stand for the reading of the gospel. But in those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branches become tender and put forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated.
As we begin to go to prayer, let us also remember Charlie Maloney and Jay Pendergrass in our special prayer. Let us be in an attitude of prayer. Holy God, on this Sunday, as we start our journey now toward Bethlehem and are reminded of the season of Advent, for what it calls us to be a part of, when it speaks peace to our troubled hearts and souls, when it speaks to us of calmness in the midst of the hustle and bustle of the world, calm in the midst of clamor. Help us, O God. Help us, O God, to allow our spiritual souls to be reborn. During this season, may we truly get in touch with the Christ child and feel the freshness of that new birth. To celebrate that our Lord came into the world as a child, as a baby in a manger, and lived and journeyed among us. Hallelujah. What a Savior. We pray again for those that we acknowledge within our hearts and those private, personal needs, those who are listed on our prayer list and those who we have heard their names this morning, for your healing touch to rest upon them. We pray for those of our church family who are traveling and journeying the highways and byways, endeavoring to get home. Watch over them. Let your traveling mercies go with them. And we are reminded of those away from home, especially those who wear the uniform of our country, and those who are missionaries, both who are sent. We pray, dear God, that you will help us to know peace in our world. And we thank you again for those who proclaim the Prince of Peace as the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. Holy God, we pray for the church and those in leadership. Oh God, that you would lead us in a right way, that you would speak fresh to our hearts. And we pray for those in leadership over our nation, that you again would lead them in the right paths as well. And praying as you taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us worship the Lord now with our morning tithes and offerings. Ushers, would you come, please? Thank you. Let us pray. Holy God, you have blessed us with blessings too numerous to count. Now we return to you a symbolic portion of those blessings. Some giving out of the bounty, some giving out of their poverty, some not able to give at all. But to you, dear God, we give our praise, our glory, our adoration, and dedicate these gifts to the furtherance of the gospel of Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Please be seated. It's time for the children's message, so we invite all children forward to meet Susan Pinckney for the children's message.
Good morning, and thank you for bringing up your offering this morning for the Heifer International. You know, in doing that, you are helping to show Jesus' love to others, the people that will be receiving these animals to use for the livelihood of their families. So you're helping to show Jesus' love to them. I want to ask you a question this morning. Have any of you ever had to wait for something? If you've had to wait for something, raise your hand. I think all of us at one point have had to wait for something. Either you're going to the doctor and you're having to wait in the doctor's office, or you're at school and you just are thinking, will recess ever get here? I can't wait for recess. And maybe waiting in the line in the grocery store with your mom or your dad. All of that involves waiting. And I don't think any of us really like to wait, do we? No, not really. In fact, Dr. Seuss, in his book called Oh, the Places You'll Go, he talks about a place called the waiting place. And he describes it as a useless time. Just no use for anything except sitting around and waiting. Well, you know, I thought about that. I thought, well, maybe we could do some productive things when we wait. Even when you're waiting in line in the grocery store and you don't have a pencil or paper, you could think about maybe your Christmas list, the things that you want to buy for family members or friends. When you're waiting in the doctor's office, you could pick up a book and read a book or a magazine. You could maybe play a little game, tic-tac-toe, with somebody. You can do things that would help to pass the time quickly. Well, guess what? Today we're beginning a waiting period. Today is the first Sunday of Advent. And the first candle of our Advent wreath has already been lit. Advent means to come. And what is it that's coming? What are we waiting for? Do y'all know? Say it. Christmas. We're waiting for Christmas, aren't we? We're waiting for Christmas Day. And especially with children, sometimes it's so hard to wait for Christmas to finally come. And you can open those presents under the tree and see what kind of presents you got. But you know, there's a way that we can help that time to go by more productively. One thing that we can do is to think about the fact that the reason we have Christmas is to celebrate whose birth? Jesus' birth. We are celebrating Jesus' birth. That's right. And we can think about that and learn all we can about the events surrounding Jesus' birth. Another thing you can do is to allow Jesus' love to go through you and reach out to others in love, which is what you're doing right now with your offerings that you bring up every Sunday. You can look around and enjoy the beauty of our sanctuary and our town as people begin to decorate for Christmas. And also you can enjoy the beautiful music that you hear this time of year. So we are waiting for Christmas Day. We are waiting for the celebration of Jesus' birth. And we can also remember while we do that it is better to give than to receive. It brings you a lot of joy to give to others, doesn't it? So we can do all those things to help this time of Advent be a productive time. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we spend time in this waiting place, we look forward with great joy to the celebration of Jesus' birth. Be with us during Advent and help us to enjoy the sights and the sounds as we wait for Christmas Day. Amen.
You may be seated. Little Jimmy was out in the field on a beautiful spring day looking up at the beautiful clouds floating by. And as he was lying there in the middle of that beautiful meadow, he began to think about God. God? Are you there? Jimmy said out loud. To his astonishment, a voice came from the cloud. Yes, Jimmy. What can I do for you? And seizing the moment, Jimmy said, God, what's a million years like to you? Knowing that Jimmy could not understand the concept of infinity, God responded in a manner to which Jimmy could realize. A million years to me, Jimmy, is like a minute. Oh, said Jimmy. Well then, what's $1 million like to you? $1 million to me, Jimmy, is like a penny. Wow, remarked Jimmy, getting an idea. You are so generous. Can I have one of your pennies? God replied, sure thing, Jimmy. Just a minute. Advent. This time that celebrates the coming of Jesus. The greatest intrusion in human history. And the coming of Jesus into my life and your life is the greatest intrusion of our lifetime. Jesus comes to us and he makes all things new. But God came in God's own timing. In our lifetime, we have become addicted to information. It is said that this addiction started during the first Gulf War. I remember watching on TV when Tom Brokaw was speaking to some commentator from CNN, and he was shocked by the ability for CNN to continue to broadcast when all the other stations were dependent on the information that they were getting from this little giant, as they referred to CNN. I remember those days very vividly when I reminded my TV, my parishioners, to watch and be aware of how much that they were watching those battle scenes and ballistic attacks, whether they remembered them or acknowledged them or understood them or not. To watch how much time was being consumed in watching these battlefield scenarios. I said to them, pull away from those things and do those things in life that renews you. Go out and spend some time with your children or grandchildren. Do some things that will take your mind off of the war and off of what's happening a half a world away. And Advent is that time for us. Regardless of what's taking place in the world, it's a renewing event. Advent reminds us that God came into our world in God's own timing. Advent infuses us with a powerful injection of refreshing faith. I'm a little hesitant to mention this Sunday, but I will go ahead and talk about sporting events. They are exciting to us because they are an element of surprise. As I watched with my wife a lot of different ball games yesterday, I said, and they're all blowouts. A prophetic word, I'm sure. But as we watch the kickoffs or the first pitch or whatever it is or the tip-off, we don't know really who's going to win. Such it is with the weather. It amazes me that I will watch the weather in the morning and then in the evening and then on Tuesday, and before you know it, what was said on Monday is not valid on Tuesday. It's a hit or miss career. It is said, how would you like to be wrong and still have a job as a meteorologist does? Even with all the amazing satellite tracking systems and computer analysis, we are still surprised many times by the weather. Some of us say we don't like surprises. I think about sometimes when I'm downtown at the mall and I hear some car horn going off, or maybe riding down the road and there is a business with a burglar alarm ringing. Or at times in my own neighborhood, when I hear a burglar alarm or a car horn going off, the element of surprise, trying to prevent us from being startled by what is taking place unknown in our world. Surprises. I shared on Thanksgiving Eve service the conversation I had with my son as we were riding back to Columbia the other day about how it used to be. I remember my parents telling me those stories long ago, and now here I am talking to my son about how relatives used to just drop in. I can remember being a part of those individuals that were not necessarily invited, but always welcomed. And as a young boy, I can remember how excited I would be to look out in the front yard and there would be my Uncle Paul or my grandmother and my Aunt Evelyn or any other relative that were pulling up and expecting them to stay for a few days. Unexpected callers were welcome. That doesn't seem to be the case today. This gospel reading that has been read in our hearing this morning reminds us, as we're entering the Advent season, it's a season of surprises. It's time for us to be on our toes. Our God is a surprising God. A God who has acted in surprising and unpredictable ways since the creation of Adam. Advent is a time to prepare for the miraculous birth of Christ into our world. But from year to year, we can never really predict just when that event will occur. Whether it's the second return of our Lord or the advent of Christ into our personal lives. God came in the form of human flesh and lived among us in God's own time. Paul worded it in this way in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sake he became poor, that through his poverty you might become rich. Christ does not enter the world at the stroke of midnight on December the 25th. And sometimes from December the 26th last year to December the 25th this year, or whenever, Christ may have, might, will enter your life at any time. If you think you have a sure handle on the day and the hour of Christ's arrival, you can pretty well bank on it that you're wrong. Advent is about getting ready. Getting ready for the return of Christ. Jesus put it this way when he says, "Watch, I say to you all, keep watch. Be prepared for his return." One of the elements that we certainly need to prepare for Christ's return is to always be aware of our need to repent. Just a few weeks ago, in our staff moments, realizing that the season was fast approaching, I spoke to each one and I said, "One thing I want you to do in the midst of all of your busyness, don't become so busy that you can't enjoy the season. Don't become so busy that you get lost in busyness. It's a busy time of the year. Choirs are rehearsing Christmas music. Sanctuaries are decorated. Chrismon trees are covered. Poinsettias are here. Candles have been lit. Children are excited and preparing for pageantries. Pastors are busy preparing for worship. It's a busy and exciting time of the year." I do think that I have gotten through the season sometimes only to realize that I forgot to enjoy the season. I was so mentally, spiritually exhausted. I needed restoration. In all that you do, do not forget to celebrate the season and what this time to us is all about. In speaking with the staff, and especially this year with Christmas being on Sunday, and we talked about our timing for worship and what all that would involve and what type of service we would have. And I said, of all the days of the year, the day we celebrate the birth of the King is on Sunday. I wonder if we were Muslims and it was the birthday of Muhammad, what were the songs that we would be singing and where would we be in worship? And we complain sometimes about how other faith groups are growing, and yet we look at their commitment and their dedication, and then we look at our commitment and dedication. It's a busy time of the year that will rob us if we let it. The activities and the mood of this season make it difficult for us to remember that one of the ingredients of this season is repentance. Repentance seems inappropriate at Christmas. 'Tis a season to be jolly. In talking of sin and judgment and repentance and turning away from our comfortable world of self-indulgence runs counter to the season. We want the season to be upbeat with jingle bells. Homiletical magazine states it like this: because we have an intrusive God. Indeed, Jesus the Christ was the biggest intruder of all in history. I think of Mary with that intrusion. His birth, the Word made flesh, was a great intrusion of eternal into the temporal, the divine into the human, the spiritual into the material. The entire Bible, Old and New Testament, testifies to the power of an intrusive God to break into our channel-flicking, bed-hopping, mall-shopping, beer-guzzling, chain-smoking lifestyle. Sometimes by sideswiping us. Sometimes by rear-ending us. Sometimes by coming head-on with the news of God's amazing grace and love. Sundoo Kim, the senior pastor of the largest United Methodist Church in the world, First United Methodist Church in South Korea, he is a charismatic personality. A charismatic person in the Greek word means a sacred gift. Sociologist Max Weber extends his biblical notion of charisma into secular circles, whereby a charismatic leader is defined as someone who has access to essential truths that are inaccessible to common man. Dr. Kim is one of the world's leaders who clearly grasps those essential truths. Now listen to this. One of those essential truths is that sometimes we're called to be intrusive. We're called to take the initiative. Christians are not only counseled to be prepared, but to be bold for Christ. Once we have prepared the soil, we are supposed to plant the seed. Dr. Kim illustrated the power of intrusiveness when gathered with a group of mega church pastors at a conference in Moscow, of all places. And seated with them was Mikhail Gorbachev, who had granted these ministers an unusually long meeting with him. Dr. Kim was seated immediately on Gorbachev's right. As everyone began getting ready to leave, Dr. Kim stood up and asked Mr. Gorbachev had any objections to the group praying with him. Before Gorbachev's translators or security guards knew what was happening, Kim reached out, grabbed the hand of the former leader of the world's largest avowed atheistic state. The rest of the group quickly stood and grasped hands, and Gorbachev rose. And there, in front of a one-way mirrored wall, and many stunned staffers, everyone bowed with Gorbachev in a circle of prayer for peace and reconciliation and God's continuing working, for God's continued intrusion into his life. Jesus' final example in today's gospel notes that when the master left on his journey, he assigned his servants specific tasks to carry out while he was gone. as Christians, as disciples of Christ, we too have been given a very definite assignment. The gospel of Jesus Christ, the news of the Holy Spirit's surprising presence in our midst, is only good news if it's told and retold until all have heard and all have felt Christ's love. So I ask you, Main Streeters, what is your goal for Christ? I ask you during this Advent season to ask Christ to intrude into your life and to intrude into the life of our church, calling all of us to repentance and renewal, and then to give us a direction, a task for all of us to journey toward in this Advent season. Amen. Our closing hymn, number 202, People Look East. Benediction is a responsive benediction, and while you're turning in your bulletin, I would like to welcome any of you who are here with your families during this holiday season and are with us today. I've met some of you earlier today and bid you God's blessings and Godspeed as you go back to your workaday world, and also to acknowledge the beautiful banner, and you will see new banners each Sunday. There's a lot of diligent work taking place, and I hope you will observe those. We'll be honoring those who have been diligently working at another time. But all to cause our time of celebration during the Advent season a special blessing for you who worship here at Main Street. Now the benediction. Return now to the place of work and leisure, of tension and release, of demand and achievement. God's peace and goodwill go with you all.